I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
First lady,
you got the right one.
And Miss Tula,
I can't even pass on her. She walk around with all her damn ass on her.
The hottest show about love, sex, and relationships.
Am I your style and your physique? And I ain't trying to critique, but you deserve a good drink. What's up?
This is Cookie Chronicles with the First Lady and Miss Tula.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the first episode of Cookie Chronicles. I am the First Lady.
And I'm Miss Tula.
So welcome, welcome. Again, this is the first episode, so don't mind us. We might be a little nervous.
We're going to have fun with it.
Yeah, we're going to have fun with it. So how was your weekend? What have you been up to?
I have been chilling. Like, when I tell you, I had just decided I don't feel like doing anything. So yeah. I watched the R. Kelly shit, which we may get to a little later if you want to, but
we're not going
to
talk about that. Okay. That's a whole episode. We'll have to save that for another show. But yes, so this weekend I also watched the R. Kelly thing and relaxed. I didn't really go anywhere, I think, besides getting food yesterday when I talked to you and coming out tonight. Today that was the first time that I have been out the house all weekend. So, I like to relax, and that's exactly what I did.
You gotta treat yourself sometimes.
You know, it's nothing wrong with that. So, we do have a guest today that I've known for a while from our old high school. I won't put the name out there.
You can put it out there. I ain't ashamed.
From Oxon Hill High School, repping Oxon Hill, whoop whoop. Now, you did graduate 2 years before me.
We have
AP Fresh in the building.
What's up, DMV? AP Fresh. Yes. Happy New Year's.
Any shout outs you have?
No, I don't. Not right now. I ain't writing nothing down. Shout out to y'all, man, for having y'all first show.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all having me up here. It's a power move, so yes. I appreciate being a part of it.
Hopefully you'll be on more in the future.
Hopefully.
We'll discuss
on that
at a later date. So we want to play a game with you kind of to break the ice.
Okay.
It's called Safe Word.
Okay.
Have you heard of that before? Have
no,
you seen
I
the
haven't.
Show? Good. No, so I'm going to let Tiff or Miss Tulip kind of go over what the rules are and how it goes.
All right. So, you know, when you're engaging in things and things get a little crazy and you have a word to say to let them know, you know, tap out, I'm, you know, a little done. So the game is we're gonna ask to do some things. Like, for example, I'm gonna take your phone and I can post a Facebook status, and either you can let me post it or you say your safe word and take a shot.
Okay. Yep. All right, cool.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You want to go first or you want me to start it off?
You start it off.
All right.
Let me pour up the shot just in case.
So.
Wait, first, what's your safe word?
My safe word?
Yes.
Stop.
just
which,
a hard stop.
Which all men, that should be all of you all safe word? No. Stop. No.
Nothing.
No means no.
No
so
mangoes, pineapples,
we gonna go
none
with,
of that?
We're going to go with no.
No.
No
okay.
means no. That's my, no is my safe word.
All right, I'll be an gotcha. Ally here. All right, so I'm going to take your phone and post a Facebook status. Mm-hmm. Should I tell you what it is first before I?
Yeah, go ahead, tell me.
All right, so you're going to say, I want tickets to see the Millennium Tour in L.A., but I'm a little short of cash. I'll do a little something strange if you DM me right now. So you're trying to get flown out, is what you're trying to say.
I take the shot. Just
he says,
what's your safe word?
No. I take, this is a hell of a shot.
That thing looks like a double.
Is this a double?
A double shot.
All right, this is a double. Take half. Yeah, we're going to take half. It's Sunday.
Start it off.
Oh, Lord. All right. So, the second one.
You tell them I do something strange. What kind of responses?
So you would only have to leave it up for like till the end of the show. I didn't add that in.
I really just wanted to take the shot. Now let's really
it's that kind of weekend, huh?
Hey, listen. Sometimes the water don't cut it.
But. Oh, gosh. Okay, so because we have mutual people that we know, mine are going to be a little more difficult. So mine would be...
More shot. No.
Off top.
Oh, God. You have to hear it first.
All right, come on. Let's go.
Okay, so mine is you have to allow me to message one of your closest friends, and you would have to admit to him that you dealt with his girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
I can do that. You can message him.
Let's go. Now you got to tell me who the friend is, because I have one in mind. But I want you to tell me who to do.
All right. Who you got in mind?
I'm going to say Mr. Wheeler.
That was who I was thinking of. That's exactly who. I know my people, I was live. They're going to be mad at me, but we got to play the game. So what is his damn name in his seat?
We could text him.
Well, you could text him.
Okay, now who should this person be? Should this be his current person?
Oh, man.
Leave it real vague.
Yeah, if
you were.
So keep his mind wondering. Like,
hey, who could it be? Mad as shit. He is going to be going to
the best
home.
Part about sending texts like that is that if he keeps replying to it, like, who is it? And then you don't respond because you're recording right now. So you leave it there, his mind is going to go
but
crazy.
Look, I just want to play a prank on him, so I don't mind doing it.
Oh, gosh.
He know better, though. I don't think he'll believe it.
Really?
I know for a fact he won't believe it.
Okay.
For sure. Well, watch what he texts back. There's no way in hell he gonna
no matter what
that.
He texts, this whole show, don't reply. No,
it's all good. Like I said, I want him to come. I wanted to make him a part of the show. So since he ain't come, this is his payback.
Oh, gosh.
She is texting. You texting a little bit more than I used to talk to his girl.
Well, I have to do like a...
Don't explain it.
Just entryway. So I've been wanting to tell you something for a while. I have to get it off my chest.
Oh, my God. He's going to try to beat my ass. Let me tell you something. Y'all better vouch for me. When I tell him this was a prank, y'all better vouch for me because he like 6'5", and that motherfucker, he ain't scared to fight.
And he has a current woman, right?
Yeah. You can say his current girl. He ain't going to believe. He know me. He ain't going to believe this. He's doing too much texting. I don't talk that much.
Yeah, men keep it real
short. Yeah, he's like, yo, I hit your girl. Like, back in the day, my bad.
My bad? Is that how y'all really do it?
So I'm going to put, I used to hit your girl.
Oh, he ain't going to believe that's me. I promise you he ain't going to believe that's me.
Mm-mm-mm. We can go to the next one to see if he responds.
All right. So curious. My second one, I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to trust you. Well, no, actually, because you might just scroll past it. Okay. So my second thing you can do is scroll in the first 5 women. Well, no, first 5 men or women on your Instagram when you scroll. Just leave 3 little heart emojis.
That's easy. You want to do that?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Because I'm... Listen,
hold on. You said man or woman.
Mr. AP has a ring on his finger.
No. So. Hold on. You said man or woman?
Yes.
Nah, I can't leave no heart emoji.
Say
I can't leave. No.
Fill up his shot glass then.
Fill it up. It's all. That was a.
No, that ain't a shot.
I'm going to need an Uber home, man. Hey, I just paused the live because they wanted me to text one of my best friends and say I used to hit his girl. So
you can't say.
Because now he might be watching.
Nah, he's not watching. He's not watching. He at work.
Cheating.
If I would have said first 5 women, would you have done it?
I would have did the first 5 women. I can't. But the ain't no coming back from leaving no heart emojis under no damn picture. Because like, it might be somebody who really, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like everybody I follow. You know what I mean?
Or you can tell them it was your, one of your
I
kids.
I ain't telling these phone. Niggas. I don't really like dudes like that.
Just
so
do
I ain't
the, okay. Even, just do the women because I want you to do at least one of
mine. I just
took
the shot.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you're cheating. Nah,
all right.
I took
because that was my last one. I wanted you to do at least one of mine.
I was gonna let you do. You should have said woman at first. I can't.
Men put a spin on it. So it was a little.
If a dude leave 3 hot emojis under any of my pictures, his ass is blocked from now into eternity. So a message to any man out there that may wonder,
I love you, bro.
It's mm-hmm. not nothing like that going over here,
the homie.
I don't have no problem with nobody and what their preferences are, but we. Not doing no hot emojis.
Oh, goodness.
It's just not happening.
All right, all right.
You got one more?
Yes. So, my second one.
Let me text your mother and tell her.
No. Call one of your exes from high school on air and tell them that you miss them. Look like you're thinking hard.
He's like, did you have that many exes where you're thinking about which one to do it to?
Nah, I ain't have a lot of girlfriends in high school. I could do that.
Oh, okay. Put it on speaker.
You can call on your phone.
My phone?
Yeah.
Then they gonna have my number.
Hold on.
He don't want them calling him back.
I don't know if I got that. I got a number for you. Hold on. I can't.
I can't,
no,
my phone.
No, give me the shot.
I was prepared.
Y'all is really trying to get
I
me in trouble, man.
To dial.
I'm gonna be praying people listen to this episode
I
and be like, "Look,
to hear what she had to say.
I don't really miss you." She just says, "Nah."
She'd have
been
sure?
like, "Roll up."
The size of these shots. I want y'all.
You a G? Come on.
Y'all ain't taking no shots.
We ain't playing the game.
Okay, my fault.
I mean, it's the end of the game, but you're just warmed up now, so you know.
Yeah. You lose now. Thank you.
There you go. That was fun. Now, I'm still waiting to hear back what Mr. Will is going to say.
You want to see what Sean said? I got to pose this thing again.
Because I'm sure he didn't respond yet.
He was
going to
say, motherfucker. He ain't say shit. He probably trying to who that laughing like shit.
Oh.
He want to know what girl.
But you can't respond.
How are we going to say your current girl?
This is not funny. Oh, my
Boom.
God. Look, your hand's shaking. I'm the one got to deal with this shit. Yeah, he is picked, man. I'm going to get on Facebook, and he's going to be wearing my ass out. Why we pick him? I should have picked... Right,
I mean, there
on.
Were so many others,
it's
but I feel like
it's
you're
all,
closer
it's all
to him. So,
it's all
yeah.
in the fun. I'm going to be calling his ass as soon as I leave. Like, bruh, don't hit me, bro.
Just so you know.
If you hit me, I'm going to sue. Fuck
oh,
that.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, that was super fun, super fun. Let's go into our first commercial break. The song that we have today is Charlie Boy, I Look Good.
On my mama, on my hood, I look fly, yeah. I look good. Touch my swag, wish you cool. I look fly, yeah. I look good. Put it on the neck, well, 50 on the stopwatch. Staring at the diamonds, make you bust it, baby, hopscotch. Over here to my spot, say she want a party. I do it big, baby, like my LRG. Show the air hard and when I'm feeling like a rock band. 87 jeans and white tee when on the block, man. Jay is still rocking, Boston still moving. Taylor's killing, how did I still grooving? Lokes on my face, but that's just the front. Take them off and show the hazels when I wanna stun. Get your high like a rolling up the bed. Fruity pebbles got her hands rolling up my chest. If you don't wanna mess, man, touch my swag. $1,000 bandana, make you throw the white flag. Get it to the whip game, I'ma have to brag. Paint grain, woman that swings, bang, I'll make you mad, man. Get that ATX, get it popping in illusions. Tell you right now, Plex can't catch contusions. Cool as a fan, hot like a flame. Boy, throwing hate on me, still ain't a stain. Double shots rain, hand on Patron. Round of that white, it all depend what you own. Shout a jock in my cologne, Creed will make it hurt. 300 a bottle, $30 for a squirt. Got you sweating out your shirt. You can get the beer. Something on your mind, what it do, what it is. Can't close your eyelids, see the fitted. Yeah, I'm guilty of balling.
a lot of BB, Gucci, Aniche, and BCBG. Dolce and Gabbana, ooh, I want a mama, pardon me. Rockin' your Republic Apple bottom in that Arden B. Slowly to some R&B, think we need some R&R. Take me to the VIP and drive me like a foreign car. Poppin' my purple label, Ralph Lauren collar. Look like money, smell like dollars. Shout it, look sexy, smell like Prada. Christian LeBouton's making Hayden, Hayden. I love a great goose bottle, and let's carry on. Grip your baby fat, let Trojan man carry me home. Youngin' making mama moan, got a BlackBerry phone. Tryna catch me sliding in a house of dairy. I wanna make the band like Sean Cone. Too fly to be shown. C-H-A-L-I-E, I'm gone. On my mama, on my who. I look fly, I look good. Touch my swag, wish you could. I look fly, I look good. I look good, 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 I look good.
I love that, Jay.
You want to hit that run good.
When you said that to me the other day, I put it on repeat on my Bluetooth all day long. It was just jamming in the house. But today's topic is pretty privilege. So we basically want to know, for the more attractive people in the world, why they get away with so much shit, why you allow them to get away with so much shit, and if they're lazy in bed, because that seems to be like an ongoing thing that like super attractive people are lazy. So you're a very attractive man, Mr. Fresh. And I know that you used to be an athlete and now you are a rapper. And so do you get a lot of women like throwing themselves at you via social media and when you go out and about?
I say yes. Mm. As of late, it's like recently. You know what I mean? Maybe I just wasn't noticing it before, but, you know, I don't like to, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm humble, so I don't like to be like, yeah, women be throwing themselves at me, but I don't have a problem with women, if that's the question.
That means hell yeah.
I'm like, that was such a humble answer. Like, he said you're humble.
I'm a humble guy.
Sometimes people that are not humble will say they're humble, but like, that was a humble answer.
It was.
I mean, I'm sure as women, people, you get men trying to holler at you all the time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I ain't humble about it.
Nah, you know.
So are they like specifically like bold in like their DMs and their approach to you?
Some are bold. Mm-hmm. Some.
How do you handle that?
I'll be 35 in February. So to me, you know, sex is not important to me. So, like, to me, if somebody's, like, throwing themselves at you without really getting to know the person that you are, it's more of a physical thing than more of I'm into the person that you are. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't even really pay it attention because I know what it is. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, in my younger day, it was like, oh, I got a haircut. Let me go out.
Fresh Cut Fridays.
But now it's like, you know, I want if I did, you know, indulge in some of the offers I got, I wanted to be more personal than just, yo, I think you handsome. I'm trying to give you everything I got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, and then I got a kid. I got two kids. I got a little daughter I'm trying to raise with certain types of morals. I got a son that I'm trying to raise as a king. So I'm very cognizant of what I do and what I stand for because I know he's watching me. So if I was just taking everything that got thrown at me, that would make me a fuckboy, and then my son would become a fuckboy.
Yes.
And I don't want Michael's. That. Yes. I don't want that. So, you know, I know my worth as a person. And it's more than just being handsome or being eye candy or whatever you want to call it. Being beautiful, sexy, whatever men call y'all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm much more than that. So it's like, I don't really pay it no attention. I'm flattered by it, to be honest with you. But, you know, if you get a compliment, you say thank you.
Right.
And just keep it moving.
Good answer.
I thought about this.
I see. So
I
back in your heyday when you had the fresh cut and you was going out on the prowl, like, were you, for lack of a better phrase, a fuckboy? Like, did you, think that a lot of women allowed you to get away with some of the shit that you did to them because of how attractive you were?
Or
the
kind
of
things like
that you
did? I don't really feel like I did anything to anybody, but I think, you know, unless you got like, this is just my opinion, I could be wrong, but unless you got like a strong male figure in your corner to try to help you figure stuff out, you go through the fuckboy phase. And to me, that definition is I want to fuck everything. You know what I mean? If I see her and she like me or I like her, I'm trying to fuck her. That's it. You know what I mean? That's the fuckboy phase.
Literal definition.
So I think, like, unless you got somebody like, hey, that's not what we doing. You know what I mean? It's bigger than that. You know what I mean? Then
that doesn't happen.
You can skip that. I didn't have that privilege. My father died when I was young. I got raised around all women. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't able to classify somebody really liking or wanting to help me elevate myself to be a better man from just being a fuckboy. So it's like, you know, I went through my phase when I was younger, and I'm glad I did. Because like I said, I get to teach. You know, my son come home sometimes and he say, look, he 8 years old. And he's a handsome little guy, and he come home and he say little stuff about girls, and I'm like, hey, nah, bro, we worried about money, grades, you know, your body. I'm trying to help him get past the fuckboy phase. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
So it's like, I would be lying to say I didn't go through my own phase. I'm very open and candid. I don't have no problem being honest. I had a phase, you know what I mean? But I'm glad I got past it. I'm glad I still made it out with everything that I went into it with, and I'm just, everything I went through is just a lesson for me to teach my children.
Good. I like that. Now, during that phase, did the women that you were dealing with know about each other?
Not to my knowledge, but I mean, today's, what I'm learning today, everybody know about everything. I mean, you know, I be laughing now because I don't think dudes realize, like, soon as you say the wrong thing or you post the wrong stuff, you end up in the group chat. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So in the group chat, you don't know who, you don't know who's in the group chat. So I just be laughing because sometimes I hear about dudes that still maybe in the fuckboy phase.
Yeah, send and I can't tell them. And
yeah, and they end up in the group chat.
Absolutely.
You send a dick pic, you end up in the group chat.
I'm quick to Snapchat.
You slide in the DM,
screenshot.
You end up in the group chat. And I'm hip to it. You know what I mean? I got some female coworkers who tell me about the group chats and some of the stuff y'all do and some of the stuff y'all say. So I don't want to be victim of the group chat. You know what I mean? But
what was the worst you heard so far?
Just that, like, y'all are very aware of the dude who slide in everyone's DM.
Oh,
that's the worst, though.
Yeah, like and y'all are aware of it, and y'all laugh about it. Mm-hmm. But y'all are entertaining just enough to let a nigga show that he's a fuckboy.
Yep.
And then laugh about it, and that helps y'all get through y'all day and through y'all lunch period. And the nigga think he gaining ground, and he's getting laughed at. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Everyone's having fun, though, because while he doesn't know, he's having fun. So it doesn't hurt anybody.
He ain't having no fun. He's having fun over Messenger, like the real
fun. Yeah, because he think he's going to get something, and he's not.
And he's not.
Putting his confidence up just to push him down.
I'm aware of that. I'm hip to y'all, and I'll never be victim.
I love humbling
the
nigga.
Yes.
You think that's a little too much of yourself, sir. Let me humble you.
Pipe down, sir. Yeah.
I'm hip to
that.
I ain't never going to be in the group chat wilding. I promise.
Your dick can't be that good.
It can't be. And most of the time, it ain't. So, you know.
That's another episode.
Right. We ain't going to talk about that today.
I ain't got them kind of problems.
So, I'm pretty sure you've had, like, super gorgeous women over the years.
Yes,
and
I am.
Your wife is gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
So, have a lot of these women been lazy in bed, like as far as not wanting to give head or not fully participating or...
Starfish, man.
Yeah, starfish bound.
I mean, I'll say that what they do in the bed has nothing to do with what they look like. Mm. So if you under the impression that an attractive woman is going to be better in the bed than an unattractive woman, you're very wrong about that.
It's a lot of men that think that.
No. It might be the opposite way around. But see, that's another thing. Like,
more mentality.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I don't really, I'm not into the whole attractive woman think she's, you know, I ain't giving nobody no privilege just because of what they look like.
Well, because they got a big butt and big boobs. You think the box
nothing.
Is good.
It means nothing.
Because I've heard a lot of men say over the years that the most beautiful women, like model-esque women that they've been with, have been sucky in bed. Like, they're whack to the point where they cut them off.
Mm.
And some of the more unattractive, for lack of a better word, people are the best in bed.
They're trying to poo themselves.
I don't think it has nothing to do with none of that. My opinion is different. I mean, I feel like, you know, if you had an experience with a man and you thought he was whack, there's somebody out there that he's their number one.
That's true. Because
ain't nobody doing nothing that everybody is telling them they whack. So 9 times out of 10, if you get a man that's doing something in the bed, somebody told him that shit was the shit.
But you know, that's kind of women's fault too, because a lot of women could hate what he's doing, but we'll never tell him that we don't like it.
It's the group chat again. We talk to each other.
Yeah, we talk about it in the group chat, but we tell him, oh, yeah, does it feel good? Sure. Like, you know.
Sure. What would okay. you do if a girl told you in bed?
Right, that you were whack. Sure. Like, if your head sucks.
If she told me I was whack, I would figure out, I would figure out what she liked and try to, you know.
Well, you are that. One of few, because there's so many men where their ego and pride gets in the way, and they're just like, well, fuck you, too, and you're this, and you're that. Like, it's a tit-for-tat kind of thing at that point. So that is good that you would take the time to figure that out and ask questions. But I feel like that should be done in the beginning before sex anyway.
Exactly.
To establish what you like and what you don't like.
Right, because you don't want to be in the middle of the act and turn someone completely off and then it's over. Or they punch you in the chest because...
So you telling me you wouldn't be able to tell a man, you don't feel like you're able to tell a man what you like sexually? Like, he wouldn't be able to...
I think I can initially, but once we've already done it a few times and I realize there's a few things that he does that I don't like, I think the male ego is very fragile. Mm. And it's difficult for women to admit to men that there are things that we don't like that you do.
Mm. I've never had
because of the response that we've gotten when we have had that conversation.
Like, what's the worst response?
Well, you know, men can get kind of petty too. So they're like, oh, well, your pussy ain't good and you smell, or you wasn't doing shit anyway. You was just laying there. Like, they say all types of wild shit.
At the time of the moment, it's everything, you know, this now, is mine and stuff.
Right.
You can't text a nigga and be like, hey, your dick small. You can't do that.
Oh, God. No.
You can't do it. So I'm saying, you just, are you telling them?
Small dick niggas.
No, I'm talking about like when you trying to tell them what you like, you get those kind of responses?
No, I'm saying most of the time, for myself, I've tried to do it in person. I don't do it over text because so many things can be misinterpreted via text message.
Right.
So I've tried to say it sometimes during the act, like if I don't like it that much,
mm-hmm.
and they're just like, well, like I've had a person in particular like stop because I was like, I don't like that, or that's uncomfortable, or like I tried to guide them, like, do it this way, and he just stopped and he was like, well, my dick went soft now, like.
Not everybody's mad.
Look, I don't know. I mean, if you can't communicate with the person you're having sex with, then what's the point? I mean, it's supposed to be pleasurable to both sides. So,
exactly.
You know, I welcome the communication. You know, if I'm trying to please you, I want to know what to do. Because everybody's different. You know, you might like something that she hates,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. So, I mean, if you're going to do it, if you're going to give yourself to somebody, why not make it the most pleasurable experience as possible?
But that also means you're a pleaser. A lot of men aren't pleasers. A lot of men don't care whether the woman gets off.
I'm
not a fuck boy. I don't, you know, and I don't, you know, so maybe that's the difference.
Praise God. Oh, I forgot to give the disclaimer in the beginning that, like, we're, Miss Tulip and I are both, like, preacher's kids. So from time to time, you'll hear, like, praise God and amen and all that. So don't mind.
I just didn't see it coming that time, girl. Like.
Well, I could say some of the most attractive men that I've been with were actually good in bed.
Hmm.
And like the more average looking man that I quote unquote took a chance on because I liked their personality for whatever reason, those were the ones that I was disappointed in.
Wow. What about you? How you feel about it?
I've only been let down one time.
Was he cute?
You're very fortunate.
No. So he was one who was like trying for a long time. Like every time he would see me, it was some kind of like slide through kind of thing, and I would be like, nah. And then randomly I was like, you know what, I'm horny, I would like to
just
see what this is about.
Right.
So
I would like to
you know, I was thinking,
I didn't say that, but that was in my head. I was
I'm
like, you
I'm
know
a
what?
Little horny,
like, yeah,
kind of need some, so let me see what this is about. When I tell you, it was like
the look on your face just says it all.
I'm trying to think of the comparison, like, what's up? It was kind of like my iPhone, like, lengthwise. No, I'm lying.
Shorter.
It was probably no. That would be wild. It was probably like it's probably like an you know the X ones, iPhone X ones. Mm-hmm. It's probably like that, but it's, that's still not big. And it was like I don't remember him eating me out. Like it was just really bad. So it's like, sheesh. I think it also has to do with you actually liking the person too.
Yes, chemistry.
For them to like care that they're doing something right. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it has nothing to do with the looks. If you really like a guy, it doesn't it shouldn't matter what he look like or whether the sex is going to be pleasurable or not. Like, to me, you got to get to a certain point before sex can be that thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't just be like, all right, she got a fat ass. I'm handsome. It's going to be great. Like, no, you got to talk to a person, figure out what they into, figure out what they not into, get to a certain point mentally. You got to mind fuck them first, fellas. Like,
absolutely.
This is free game. Like, mind fuck, if you can get them mentally, the sex
is going to... The body will follow.
The body will follow.
I say
that all
the time.
It doesn't matter what you look like. It's about how much the person is into you. And that's what I mean. Like, I could be ugly, but if that person loves me to death, what I do to them physically is going to be awesome. It's going to be like an out-of-body experience.
Well, I don't know about ugly, but...
I mean, I don't even want to say that because I don't even know what that means. I don't see that. I don't see ugly people and cute people. Like, I see, I see ugly personalities, but everybody is beautiful in their own particular way. And a lot of people these days, you can't tell now. I can see a picture and I see... You don't know if the eye. You don't. I don't want to go into
the
that.
Filters.
I don't want to
look.
The filters. They got.
Be honest.
They got. Be honest.
Yes.
They got too many goddamn filters. You don't know what's real, what's fake. My man Plies had the video the other day. Who is you? You don't know. You don't see people. People don't post the picture of them just waking up without all the shit on. Snapchat filters.
You did not
so
wake up like that.
What is beautiful? What is ugly? You got to get to know a motherfucker these days. You can't just be looking at people and be like, he's cute, he's ugly. What does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, the ugly nigga can have the business, all the money in the world, be able to protect you. I think that's why a lot of people, they too busy chasing attractive people or showing privilege to attractive people. And they missing out on people who got great personalities, able to hold down families, good women. Because they chasing Kim Kardashian type model, IG models and all that
bullshit.
Nothing
going on.
Nothing.
That all that shit is not real. You don't know a real person until you really get to talk to them. The baddest bitch on the internet with all the followers probably ain't got a pot to piss in. You won't know that until you get to know her mentally. So I don't look at people like, oh, she ugly, she pretty. Nah, it's like you got to get to know a motherfucker. You got to get to know this. This is what make a person beautiful. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I ain't trying to preach to y'all because y'all looking at me like, this nigga's not playing the game. Like- But seriously,
I was about to hit you with an amen.
But no, seriously, it's like, dog, like, what is pretty privilege? When I posted that shit the other day, I was reading some of them comments like, what?
Yes, a lot of people.
You think
commented.
That's privilege? You think because somebody buying you a drink at the every nigga at the bar trying to fuck somebody buys a chick a drink? That's not privilege. Every nigga, we all anybody can get a free drink at the bar. If they got breasts and can walk and chew gum at the same time, they can get a drink. That's not privilege. Don't let it go to your head. And I was reading some of the comments. Everybody like, we get Who the fuck told you was pretty?
Uh-oh.
Who said you? I couldn't believe that shit. Like,
well, you know, when you think pretty privilege, you think of exterior, obviously.
Pretty privilege. I don't mean to cut you off. Pretty privilege is I got this job because I'm pretty.
That happens too.
I got this movie, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty.
That happens.
That's privilege. I got a drink at the bar mean that nigga's trying to fuck. And he know, just like y'all did me, I wasn't talking as much till y'all gave me a shot.
You know what I'm saying?
You
gotta warm up.
You give her a shot or two, you never know how the night gonna go. That don't mean she's the most pretty girl in this motherfucking bar.
But that's why I don't accept drinks at the bar. I mean, first of all, I have standards, so I will not sleep with someone on the first night anyway. But... You're not about to get me drunk just to see how your night gonna go. Because it's all part of the plan to see if you can fuck. Like, if I get loose enough on the first night
you
giving
for
me
anything.
Drinks, I'll do anything. You
right.
get the head.
How many
you get
women
everything.
Don't turn down drinks at the bar? Some women go to the bar
I know,
just
I don't.
To go. They go to the bar with no money in their pocket because they know if they wear the right dress,
yep.
the right pants, it's going to mm-hmm. be a square head ass fuckboy.
Square
yep. ready to open up the pocketbook for them.
That's
and they
right.
they go out like that. That's not privilege. privilege to me is, listen, I'm here. I'm interviewing for this job. I ain't got shit to my name, but my breast is showing. I'm beautiful, and you want to hire me to get next to me. That's privilege. A lot of people never experienced that. They talking about the social media privilege, a 1,000 likes under their fucking post, which don't mean
hell
shit.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing.
It don't mean nothing. It's not real. So
it's a whole
like,
lot of robots, too.
I don't get no fucking privilege. I work every day. I don't think I'm the handsomest nigga in the world. Everybody who know me know I'm a humble nigga. I work. I pay for all my music. I pay for all my studio time. Ain't no privilege. I can't go to the studio and tell my man, hey, I'm handsome, bro. Give me a,
now,
give me this hour for 40. He's going to be like, nigga.
Now, if the owner of the studio was a woman,
if the owner of the studio was a, if the owner of the studio was a woman, she'd probably be charging me double. I don't get no privilege. I don't get no privilege. It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. It works like that for y'all. I'm going to be honest with you. How many niggas you spoil just because they look good?
Nah.
How about you?
I was about to think about it like,
y'all don't do that. This is a women thing. If you go look at the post, when I posted the post, only women commented and said, yes, we get privileged. Wasn't no nigga under there like, I ain't got to stock meat at my job because my boss is a woman. No, that's some women shit. And they got y'all so fucked up today, I'm going to lose so many people today.
No, this is honest.
They got y'all so fucked up. They got y'all so fucked up. Y'all don't even really know what true privilege is. That's a big word. Privilege means you are here and everybody else is here because you're cute. Some of y'all are getting the same thing everybody gets. I don't think nobody ugly. That's my disclaimer. But the ugly chick with the big butt gets the same thing that the pretty chick with no butt gets. But y'all are so fucking confused. You motherfuckers got the nerve to have thousands of motherfuckers following y'all, but y'all don't follow them back. What kind of shit is that?
Too good.
Not even that now. Let me speak on that one. Because I don't follow everybody back. But sometimes you don't want a bunch of bullshit on your news.
Nah, that's not why they doing
it. So I'm not following
it's
you back.
Ego
I don't
want to
see that shit.
It's an ego
thing.
They
like that ratio to be uneven.
They like everybody. Yeah. Look at me. All the attention is on me. And look, I'm not looking at nobody else. I'm too good. That's what it is. It don't have nothing to do with it. I don't want to see bullshit. I see women sometimes with a million followers. They following three people.
Yeah.
And it's some famous motherfucker that ain't paying them no attention.
Yep.
And then on the next post, they complaining about being single. Why? Because you waiting for the pretty motherfucker with all the money to notice you. And it's some nigga in your inbox every day dying to give you privilege, real privilege. House, cars, money, family, and y'all ignoring them because y'all too busy worrying about the wrong shit. I ain't got all the answers, but y'all shouldn't have gave me three shots before I came in.
You want another one?
I do.
Let me get another, half of one, because her heavy handed ass.
For your own troubles.
Yeah. But I don't know. That pretty privilege shit, that's why I didn't comment on the post, because I was like,
I was surprised at a lot of the responses.
Yeah. It was this one I don't want to single out. She'd be cussing me out before I leave. But it was like, yeah, I left home with $80. And I was like, $80? How far did you get with that?
Right.
That's privilege. Don't give me $80 privilege. Let me tell me, nigga, you ain't got
That's
work.
Lunch for a week.
When a woman come to me and say, hey, you ain't got work no more. You don't got to work. We'll have everybody else doing your work because you handsome. That's privilege. That's privilege. A nigga tell you, listen, I was going to hire this funny-looking chick with a PhD, but I want to get in your pants, so I'm going to give you this $200,000 job a year. That's fucking privilege. A lot of motherfuckers can't say that. They like, yeah, I don't drink when I go to the bar. No women does. None. Most of them don't. Like, most of them don't. That's not privilege. You getting the same thing everybody else getting. Y'all got That's privilege true. Confused for the norm. Post pictures without filters, and then let's talk about pictures. Wow. Men and women.
Come on,
Men and women.
Men do it too.
Cause I be using the shit out filters. You get me fucked up. I be like, nah, the hat ain't tilted right. Let me scroll down to Juno, and then I'm gonna take it to the app and get the joint real right. Everybody got a little thirst trap in them. Post pictures without the filters, and let's see who getting the real privilege, who's really beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. You can pay for anything these days. If I want a six-pack, I could pay for that shit.
That's true.
So it's like, you know, what kind of privilege are we talking about? Are we talking about social media privilege? We talking about some real money? Like, what are we talking about? And like I said, I'm passionate about this shit because I got kids.
Yeah.
So I recognize all the bullshit going on. I got to go home and tell them the reality and they see the bullshit. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at me like, daddy, what are you talking about? Like, mm-hmm. no, it's like, you know what I mean? It's a struggle trying to raise these motherfuckers right with all the bullshit going on. And it's just, you know, I don't know. It's a touchy subject, but I don't, you know. Next question.
Well,
let me get a call.
Speaking of what privilege really is and how beautiful one could really be, let's go to the second commercial. This song is City Girls, Where the Bag At.
If I ask what a bag is,
I need a nigga off the block who be spinning it. Could crack, roll dice, and be killing shit. Ain't scared to blow a bag on some flash shit. I don't want no broke nigga with good dick. If it don't make money, it don't make sense. That nigga ain't had the money, he ain't seen me since. What the fuck you niggas think this is? I ain't no petty ass bitch, play with your kids. I need a brand new crib just to fuck in. Two-seater Benz coupe just to suck in. He want a bitch from the city, pussy good, titties pretty, cook a meal, roll a filly, pay a bill just to kiss me, block your number, make you miss me, drive you crazy, make you diss me, wanna leave your bitch to playhouse, motherfucker, this ain't Disney.
What a bag at, nigga, what a bag at, what a bag at, nigga, what a bag at, what a bag at, nigga, what a bag at, what a bag at, nigga, what a bag at,
makes you want to twerk, and I'm not a twerker, but you know,
I was in my chair, you didn't see it, I was twerking.
Yeah, I was kind of like
I'm definitely not a twerker.
You just be catching them, huh?
Just so, in case anybody was wondering,
I wanted to play City Girls because it kind of plays into the topic.
Okay.
Like, you have so many younger, well, no, because there's some older ones too, like really pretty women who feel like because they're pretty that they have to have money from men in order to do certain things. Like, you know, you cute, so, you know, you pay a few of my bills, you take me shopping, I give you the head, or I give you the pussy, or you fly me out, take me on a few trips, you know, I give it up then. I know a few myself, and I won't name them. And they're gorgeous girls. And,
are
you
they
know,
single?
They are single. And they try to put me in a trick bag a couple of times and invite me on some of these trips. But I won't do it because, one, I'm at least 10 years older than them. And then two, birds of a feather do not flock together because I don't know what y'all are doing for these trips, but I'm going to be the one that they hate and they're going to send back, and they probably won't want to pay for the flight back because I ain't doing shit. So have you ever had any, like, super gorgeous young girls want to deal with you and be like, well, you know, kind of hint that if you pay a bill or you do something for them that they'll give you some?
Almost never.
Hmm. And I can believe that.
And if I did, that would be the last time that they spoke with me. Hmm. I ain't paying for shit.
You know any young women or girls like that?
Yeah, and they sound stupid. I mean, and I know niggas, you know, that's, it's just all a part of it. I mean, that's like the fuckboy phase. If I could buy you something and get you to give me the pussy without having to really get to know you, why would I not do that? If I had the resources to do it.
So you're saying even the men that pay for things for these women, like get them flights and take them shopping, they're fuckboys too?
I mean, I'm like I said, so many different definitions of a fuckboy. I'm just saying it's a phase. It's like, for me, my definition is like, I'm just trying to fuck. I'm not trying to wife you. I'm not trying to marry you. I'm not trying to have no babies by you.
They don't want these girls like that either.
Right. I want to fuck. So if I know that taking you to a certain kind of restaurant or buying you some or paying a bill, you'll let me fuck. That's easy.
Do you know guys like that?
And
I'm sure you don't have any in your immediate circle.
I mean, none of them. Like, yeah, I know some guys like that that, you know, throw money around instead of trying to, you know, and maybe they overcompensating for maybe not feeling too high about themselves, so they gotta overcompensate with something. So like if you a man or a woman and you not really high on your own self esteem, then maybe you think you gotta use money to overcompensate for that. So I've known some people, and I don't knock it, that's just a part of what's going on. But me personally, I've almost never had anyone trying to get money out of me. Like,
it's this whole thing of being flued. He would say flued out.
Yeah.
What would it take? Like, you know, talking amongst your guys, what does it take to get flued out?
Flued out?
People say flued. That's why I'm just joking. I know it's flown out, guys.
You got a big butt and can chew gum at the same time.
That's really it?
That's crazy.
Like, I mean, that's come on. So, I feel like it's so frequent. Like, a lot of people have big asses, no? Like,
I mean, I these days.
But, you can buy those.
if a dude knows, I mean, that's all part. It's like a facade. Like, you know, it's like, I'm going to fly you out. Like, okay.
That's a big step.
You don't need nothing. Just come on out here, and then after he nut, you need everything. You know what I mean?
See, I don't trust that. Like, even when I was younger and, like, guys would attempt to throw money at me, I was, like I said, I'm a church girl, so I grew up with a lot of morals, and I never wanted to be the girl that felt like I owed a man something because he did something for me. So even if you offered to fly me out, it's like, okay, well, even if I come out there, if I decide not to have sex, or if I decide not to suck your dick, like, then what? Then I'm stuck wherever I'm at because you mad and you don't want to fly
me back
home.
But you gotta know,
I had to,
if a nigga is flying you out of town, you gonna have to give up something.
Eh.
You gotta know that. Like, you got to be a bold motherfucker to get on a plane.
It's obvious that that's what they want, but that doesn't mean that that has to happen. I don't want women to think that that has to be a definite in order for them to accept it. Because you don't have to do nothing you don't want to do at the end of the day.
You don't. No. Like, the safe word, no. Of course you can take it dead. But, I mean, you kind of putting yourself in a dangerous situation, if you ask me. Because if a dude fly you out and, you know, he's flying me out because he's trying to get close to me, and then you go there and you don't, you know, some dudes, they don't have safe words. You know what I mean? So that can get dangerous.
You can tell the wrong dude,
you can get raped, you can get hit, you can get sat out on the street. So
naked.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're taking them trips, you better make sure you got your own means of transportation and ways to get back home if you don't really plan on indulging in whatever it is, you know, Squarehead is trying to indulge in.
Yep. And that's another thing. I thank God my parents raised me the way they did, because even with, like, regular dates around the city, my mom always told me, never go out on a date with a man if you can't pay for it yourself. If you don't have the money to pay for your own meal, if he acts stupid, don't go. And there was times when I first started dating, I was a teenager, I didn't have the money because I wasn't working. She would give me $20-$30 and be like, sure, here, you know, if you don't use it, bring it back. But you should definitely have the means to take care of yourself if you're getting flown out somewhere, because you don't want nothing to happen where you're stuck. You don't want to be embarrassed calling your parents or your family like, hey, can you send me some money, and then have to tell them what happened.
I mean, these days, man, that could be your last motherfucking flight.
Yeah, these men crazy.
Is crazy. Hey, if R. Kelly got motherfuckers trapped in the closet.
We tried to say we didn't want to go listen, there. But
nah, I mean, I'm just thinking about it, because look, that was his game.
Yeah.
I fly you out.
I make you a star.
I sing. Mm-hmm. Come on out here. Then you get out there and it's like, call me daddy. If you don't call me daddy, you're going to be in that room until I come get you. So
with no food.
That could be your last flight. So you really taking a risk if you taking those kinds of gifts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you don't really plan on going the full extent of what you know that man is trying to go. You taking a big risk.
Yeah, because niggas, they ain't just flying bitches out. They buying red bottoms, Gucci shoes, yeah, bags, Chanel's, like all types of shit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, damn, that do sound nice. Like, not to have
I need to fill in my nails right shit. Now.
Like, okay, like I need my red paint.
Did you say red bottoms?
Right. But then I think back to like, all right, am I going to have to sell my soul for this shit? Like, I had a guy one time tell me, if you just did what the fuck I told you to do, you wouldn't have to worry about nothing. And that was my cue. I was like, nope, I'm out. Holla back.
That's blocked abuse. Them.
It is. It is because it's a form of control. And I shouldn't have to feel like I have to do everything you want me to do in order for me to feel safe and taken care of. So I was like, hell no. Not gonna happen.
You were smart enough to see that ahead of time. You had that foresight.
I'm a smart girl. Again, thank God for my parents. And then my dad was a detective for DC, and he dealt with abused and neglected kids. So he would come home and show us, you know, things that adults would do to children. So, like, I've always had this, like, huge sense of awareness and watching my surroundings, and I had a great spirit of discernment, and I just thank God for my parents, because I don't know what I probably would have been one of them bitches, one of them victims, let me not say bitches, that R. Kelly was dealing with, if not. So, yeah. Can't do that.
Well, that was a good first episode.
Ms. It was. And we're going to have to get into this R. Kelly thing, because it keeps coming up, and it's on my heart real heavy. So I might have to get on Patreon.
I've been trying to shake it.
For that. Yeah, me too. I'm going to have to sage my house and stuff to kind of get that negative energy out of my space.
So would you like to give your social media information?
Yes, all your handles.
You can follow me at @A_PFresh on Instagram. I'm @APFresh on Facebook, and I don't have a Snapchat or Instagram. So if you want to find me, you can find me at those two places. Plan on performing February 27th in Baltimore at Oxygen Lounge. I have more details coming about that soon. And just check out for me. I'm easy to find.
Awesome.
And make sure you follow us on social media. So did you want to get mine? I'll do mine first. So my social media is Tully2. That's TulleyToo. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat if you're on Snapchat. Then you can give yours.
And you can find me at The First Lady, DAFIRST_LADI on all social media platforms. And then you can follow us, the podcast Cookie Chronicles, at Cookie Cron, CRONDMV, on all platforms as well. We should be playing, do you have the song?
Oh, wait, I also wanted to remind you guys to leave ratings and reviews. Please, please, please rate and review us. It'll only get better from here. This is just our first show. We appreciate everyone for listening and hope you stick around.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you can play that, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
You want to introduce the song?
Oh, yeah. This is hands down the hottest song and video in the DMV. You know, if you doubt it, you know, we can bet I cash app you, but it's Kareem, AP Fresh Kareem.
And is it on YouTube, the video?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's on YouTube. You know, like I said, just AP Fresh Kareem, you'll find it. You know what I mean? It's, like I said, the hottest song in the DMV by far.
Thanks, you guys. Good night.
Gang full of stars, we the dream team. Secure the bag, stand tall like Yao Ming. I ain't running from the plug when the phone rings. She got this dick and that she hooked up Kareem.
See, I ain't gotta act tough, cause every day I prove it. Say they gon' rob me ball, hawk, these niggas know I'm shootin'. She think I'm lying when I rap, you only know for hoopin'. Bitch, you just mad, I don't want your pussy, sis, I heard it's woofin'. Bitch, I been the man, 2006, 2007, in the Yukon. Lizzy with me drinking 211. On my way to Baltimore, try pull up, get some pussy. Yeah, I'm young and hoopin'. Think they Chris is Snoop. We ain't blood and we don't grip, but we set trips. Sauce on drip. If them niggas hating on you, tell them sucker, suck a dick. Every Friday buying tables, copping bottles, taking flicks. Why would I lie to you? I just take a track and reminisce. We was young and reckless. Nine on me, that's a weapon. Five, that's his lesson. Dime on me, I'm a blessing. Five with a nigga to the present, still as fresh as you can get. All my niggas living legends, chasing bags, do with this shit. I ain't trying to ride they way when I say fuck love. Throw it up. Every day we elevating, popping bottles, pour it up. The freshman gay, you spill with too many niggas copy. Now that Chuck stop making threads, now he the hood, Gucci, Versace, whole game, nigga.
Gang full of stars, be the dream team. Secure the bag, stand tall like Yao Ming. I ain't running from the plug when the phone ring. She got this dick and that she hook, Kareem. My whole gang full of stars, be the dream team. Secure the bag, stand tall like Yao Ming. I ain't running from the plug when the phone ring. Gave her this dick and that she hook, Kareem. Got this dick in that she stressing me, keep texting me. Hey, big head, I'm lonely, won't you be my one and only? Got no time to send emojis, too much revenue to get. Plus, we saw how he did at him, I can never trust you, never. You will never catch me lacking, niggas think I'm from Chicago. Body full of Hennessy, switching with gelato. City full of rappers, Jack and Hood, Rich Pablo. Fighting niggas, scouting, rapping like they hit the lotto, but I'm a Oxon Hill nigga, so I slow it down. I'm the best rapper in my city, time to show it now. His stuff is E-voice in my head, say nigga, hold it down. It ain't a chopper if that bitch don't hold 100 rounds. Gang full of stars, be the dream team. Secure the bag, stand tall like Yao Ming. I ain't running from the plug when the phone ring. She got this dick and that she hook, Kareem. My whole gang full of stars, be the dream team. Stand tall like Yao Ming. I ain't running from the plug when the phone ring. Gave her this dick and that she hooked Kareem. Yeah, she keep on texting me, telling me she lonely. Come and be my one and only. Got no time to send emojis. I'm too busy getting rich. All my niggas living legends, chasing bags, doing this shit. Gang full of stars, be the dream team. Secure the bag, stand tall like Yao Ming. I ain't running from the plug when the phone ring. She got this dick and that she hook, Kareem. My whole gang full of stars, be the dream team. Secure the bag, stand tall like Yao Ming. I ain't running from the plug when the phone ring. Gave her this dick and that she hook, Kareem.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.